Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now a chance to win it, and that's going to do it. Riley to deep center. It's caught, but it will not matter. Williams comes home, and the Braves walk off the Mets.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We're only like 6.5 out of the wild card. That's right. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She is the queen of tofu, first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack. He's the All-American. He played for Alabama. He's a national champion. He was the team captain. He was a former Atlanta Falcon. They call him Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. And Phoenix. He is the most vanilla man in Atlanta radio.
Wow.
With the only car out on the roads with electrical tape holding his hood down. We call him Dylon. He joins us, and our forces combine to make up the greatest show in morning radio in Atlanta. Oh, anywhere, actually. This is The Morning Shift. How do we feel today? I feel good. Hey, I don't care how you feel. I feel good.
That was quite the intro. You know what I mean? That was quite the intro, man. Appreciate the energy coming out.
You know,
wow.
You get you walk off the Mets, blank everything. New York is my, you know, I probably put it on my headstone. I'm
you
gonna come.
Can't let them live rent free. Put it on your headstone.
Nah, I mean, you know, I'll put it on the bottom of the casket.
No.
I am curious because we do have odd hours. We have to go to bed a little bit earlier. And there was a rain delay last night with the Braves game.
Yeah.
Who gave up before they ate the inning and went to bed?
I almost did.
Yeah?
I'll be, because you got to pick your spots when you're waking up as early as we do.
Exactly.
And we finished our iRacing last night, which was a complete just bloodbath.
A debacle.
And I got done, and I walked upstairs, and my mother-in-law's in town, so her and my wife put the kids down. And I walked in, flipped on the TV, and I was like, all right, it was 4-1.
Uh-huh.
I was like, went and got a shower, and I came back, and all of a sudden the rally started, and I was like, oh, whoa. I was like, wait a second. Everybody strap in and sit down. And I'm glad I did, because it was probably the most fun game of the season to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I finished iRacing as well and went upstairs. And I have this thing where if the Braves are down like 3 or 4 runs, it's not good for me to go to bed with them on the TV, because
mm-hmm.
it just I go to bed irritated. I mean it's a real thing. So we had the TV on already in there, and like everybody loves Raymond reruns. Rome. That's what Porkchop was listening to as she slept. And although my
great show, by the way.
Oh, it's a phenomenal show.
Ding.
We might have to rename her Porkloin. We'll get to that later. But. I right before I went to bed, I said, let me check and make sure. And so I got on ESPN, and it was like, bases loaded, nobody out. And so I immediately flipped it over, and I see the bad call against Olson.
Oh, that was so bad.
And then Riley pops out, and I go, you gotta be... And I'm like, I'm going to go to bed angry. No matter... Even when I try not to. And then the big bear gets his hit, and... I couldn't. Then I was locked in. I couldn't go to sleep. I mean, I literally was like, I'm not missing the end now. So I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, it was very, very intense. I do want to mention coming up at 6:20 today, we're going to talk about Mike and Bo's list of the most important Falcons this season. We have too many. We were supposed to have top 20. You guys have 25 or 30 combined.
It's 25 combined.
No, it's 30 combined.
It's too early for math.
25.
It's 30.
We got to debate 5 people.
Correct. But okay. Trust me, it's 25.
It's 25. It's anyway. 25. We have too many, so we're going to whittle that down. It's 6:20 today, but like we've been talking about so far this morning, it was tense. It was nerve-wracking, but the Braves did come back from a 4-1 deficit to beat the Mets 5-4 in 10 innings. Marcell Ozuna, like you mentioned, Bo, tied up the 8th inning with a 3-run double. Austin Riley hit a bases-loaded sac fly in the 10th inning, and how refreshing was it to see that dang double bubble helmet, guys.
That was nice. I laughed with Bo this morning talking about the walk-off sack fly that we just heard from a second ago. And I was like, man, the center fielder must have been playing Austin Riley in fantasy this week. Mm-hmm. There was absolutely zero reason to go catch that ball.
Yeah.
Like, he just hates Austin Riley. It's like, why are you going? Like, so many times do you see that exact situation, the center fielder just runs to the dugout. He's like, there's no way I can throw the guy at home. No, this guy tracks it down and makes an amazing catch.
And it was
like a Sports Center top 10. And you're like, wow, what a catch. That was for no reason.
Right.
But, yeah, what a catch. Yeah. So, and it was an interesting end of the game.
Taylor was good in the game anyways. He had a home run and I think a double or something. Yeah, I don't know why he caught that ball, but he did. I thought Austin Riley hit it out when he hit it because it was weird. It wasn't that it was a little high, and he just went and got it. And I was like, but he got all of it, or just almost all of it. And I was like, holy crap, like he just walked it off with a grand slam. And to Mike's point, I'm like, oh, he caught it? Well, run home. Let's go.
I was like, wait, he can't get him right. The ball didn't even make it to second by the time he scores. So it is what it is.
Can we talk about Schwellenbach?
Yeah.
Because 4 runs in 7 innings, it's not a quality start, and you really needed better from him, right? You needed him to give up maybe 2 or less. But then I went back and looked at it, and if Acuña can get the catch early in the game, which he just missed it, right? And I heard the Mets announcers. I went back and watched some stuff, and I heard some Mets announcers talking. They're like, oh well, if he was healthy, he'd have got there. Well, it's funny because he got the one at the end of the game,
mm-hmm.
But I think Schwellenbach gave you what you needed because he gave you 7 innings. And then he allowed it to be what Johnson, Lee, and Iglesias, who went out there and gave up 1 hit in 3 innings with 3 strikeouts and no earned runs. Exactly what he needed. Iglesias, by the way,
ding,
has been absolutely filthy his last 3 outings.
Yeah, he has.
But Schwellenbach allowed you to not have to throw in De Los Santos or a Montero or a Ruiz or any of those guys. He allowed you to use your max guys.
It says a lot about the state of our bullpen right now, where I'm literally cringing at the thought of bringing any of them in.
I know.
Like
I
swear, I'm watching and Pierce is throwing the 8th, and I'm going. He hung a couple sliders or curveballs or whatever it was in the zone, and I'm like, dude, you better be really careful throwing that pitch again. A couple of good at bats, but. It is, and I think it says volumes about where the bullpen's at with the situation where I'm, like, getting to the end. I'm going, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, when are they going to pitch Rysell? And I do have to give Brian Snicker credit as well because, you know, I detract from him a lot of times. I'm glad he saved Rysell for the 10th inning for that situation. I think that was a good move on his part, being able to push that back. So I think that was all the right kind of things being put into that.
How did you feel about Dylan Lee comes in, a hard hit ball to Soto, and the next pitch – Alonzo puts it at the track, and I like when he hit it, I go, 4-letter word.
It's not good.
I know.
It's not good.
And then that mindset came back in where I'm gonna go to bed mad. Mm-hmm. And then Acuña goes and gets it, and the wherewithal, you know, to throw it back to first, I mean, just phenomenal. And then when you get to the 10th, the bottom of the 10th, and they walk, like Acuña comes up with a guy on second, and he gets to the plate, he digs in, and they're like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You gotta go to first. And I was like, man, that really irked me. But Olsen has a really good at bat. No, it was Verdugo. Well, has a bad at bat. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say
Ben Olsen has a good at bat.
You can't go any farther without talking about Alvarez on the pass ball and throwing it back down to second base. And, you know, who was it? Was it Luke Jackson who kind of okey-dokes him into thinking he's going back to second,
yes,
and takes off for third? That was a play that the Braves this season have made.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I was just happy that the Braves were on the right side of that situation for once. That play that Alvarez throws down to second, and obviously Luke Williams takes third, that combined with the Acuna catch on the warning track, both of those plays were the difference in the game.
Absolutely.
And I was like, these are plays that have gone against the Braves all season in these situations, and yet here they are making these plays in crunch time. So it just – things fell the Braves' way last night a number of different times, and you love to see it because – what is it now? 19 one-run games they've lost this year?
It's something insane.
Like 19 – I think it's 19 one-run games they have lost this season. I think this is only their ninth win in those games. So – it's nice to see them start to come around. Some of those feelings from these close matchups, some of these managerial decisions, some of these instant reaction type of plays start to fall the Braves' way after all this time of it not happening that way.
You want to go there real quick with the managerial decisions?
Go for it.
I thought he pulled the right moves constantly last night as far as leaving Schwalbach to pitch seven.
Mm-hmm.
The guys he brought out, how he handled the eighth inning. And even I was a little bit when Ozuna gets the hit and they put Fairchild in to run, but in the end of the day, kind of the right decision. He managed the game well last night. Like that, you can't. And the other thing was, we were talking about this. I think you and I were talking about last night during iRacing. But before we started, I was like, because it's 4-1 at that point or it's 3-0, and I was just like I don't know how you can blame Stint for anything right now. Like, they're not hitting, they're doing, I was watching them again, they're not hitting, they're doing anything. It was like frustrating. But then he was able to get the most. He pulled the right strings, and again, Schwellenbach going seven, really, I don't think that can be understated how much that allowed you to not have De Los Santos in the 10th or Montero in the 10th in a situation where you have a guy on and nobody out standing at second base.
Yeah, I agree. And I think when you look at the overall things from Schwellenbach's outing, I think it was 29 swing and misses. And while he wasn't, I think his velocity was down a tick, which I'm fine with. I don't like the fact that he's been upticking up to 100 miles an hour. But when you look at some of the things surrounding his start, some of the metrics, he deserved to stay in. He was getting a lot of swing and miss pitches. He wasn't at his best last night, but we talk about a number of times the last couple of seasons that it's the Charlie Morton effect. When you cannot be your best and you can still gut out a start like that, that's huge for this team moving forward.
That is maturity.
It's maturity. Well, and there were just so many tense moments. It was really nice. I thought for a little breath of fresh air in the 10th inning, Acuna's brother was the ghost runner on second base, and there was a fly out to Ronald. He caught it, and he looked at his brother and goes, go ahead, run.
Yeah. I love that, man. So good. So good.
Well, we're going to talk about that more throughout the show today, but coming up, Mike and Bo, they have listed off their top 20 most important Falcons, but we have a few too many, so they got to battle it out, bring it down to a solid 20. That is next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.